Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Get in and get heard wherever you might happen to be listening in this great land of ours. We'll start off this hour with some open lines. Then we'll have Steve Carey, author of a new book called Carey's New Dictionary of LinkedIn. We'll also have Bill Royce. Bill Royce is a College Football Hall of Famer on the lower division level, like your boy Tittle. That's right. You know how insufferable I am talking about, oh, I played Division II. Just think if I played real football and I shouldn't say real. I should say Division I football. I'd probably be pretty insufferable. I can tell you on the Division II level, the hitting and the concussions, they're still the same. No one, it's not like people were not trying their hardest and were not buffed up and fast and strong and could nail the living crap out of you because they could. But we'll talk to Bill Royce. Third hour, we'll see about J.D. Sharp. He's usually kind of Bigfoot on Mondays. Smelly, hairy, and lives in the forest? No, you can't find him. Julia Weisberg Cortez has a short film. We'll talk to her in the third hour. It's a boxing film. And the director, Michelle Walsh, or maybe she says Walshy. I'll have to find out. She has a HBO documentary that's coming out tomorrow. So we'll talk to them people. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. Tune in app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, American Forces Radio Network. I come from a military family, but even if you don't, we certainly appreciate all that you do. And I know that you don't make policy, you obey orders, and I bow down to you guys and gals keeping us safe. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
Check me out. Thank you for that. Lines are open. 1-800-878-PLAY. So, we need to talk about football. We had a stupid little golf tournament that was humiliating. By the way, my brother, I don't know, my younger brother, I was talking to him yesterday during the Raider game when the final round of the Ryder Cup, and I was saying, screw all those fans there. He goes, those are good people. I go, they're good people? They're humiliating. I don't even care if we win. He goes, well, then you hate America. I go, what are you, Trump? He goes, there's nothing to do with Trump. I'm like, yeah, Des, this is what we do now, and we have no class, and we insult people, and there's no one's a gentleman anymore. And he's like, yeah, you're blah, blah. He's like, I don't know. I was like, what happened to you? And then I said, do you really think I give a S about who wins an effing golf tournament? And then that kind of ended it. This is like getting furious at Simone Biles for letting down her country at the Olympics. It's like, well, that's too bad. Like I said, I didn't think you should make a hero out of her, but if someone's having a mental breakdown, then you should have compassion for them. But the whole thing about, you know, live and die on every stroke of a golfer, it kind of reminds me of my my old buddy Pecan, former Marine, until he got the boot. But we were in Philly for Army Navy, and I said, you must have been rooting pretty hard for your Navy being a Marine. He's like, screw them, they're all officers. I go, oh, I never thought of that way. But it's true. Everyone on that field in Army Navy is going to be an officer. And he was an enlisted man. He's like, screw all those officers. All right, so breaking news. The Giants have fired Bob Melvin. And some candidates, Skip Schumacher, I mention him because he was manager of the year 2 years ago with the Marlins, and he had a family emergency. He had to leave. And this last year, he was senior advisor to the Rangers, and apparently they want him to take over for Bruce Bochy, who's 70. Bruce Bochy is also a name. Do you bring him back at 70? No. I'm not into the retreads. I really don't want Bud Black. I don't care for Bud Black, honestly. He's another guy that's been around forever. Joe Maddon is a guy who's been around forever. People say, well, Zach Manassian, who's the GM of the Giants. He's the GM of the Giants like Rod Higgins was GM of the Warriors. Buster runs everything. It's just you hire. And Zach Manassian's a good guy, but it's just to keep Buster from doing all the paperwork, really. But his brother, Perry Manassian, is the guy who fired Maddon in Anaheim, if you want to read anything to that. David Ross, who, former catcher, you know, he was kind of like the early version of Stephen Vogt. Hey, not a lot of experience, but one of the guys. And they won the Central, the Cubs, 5 years ago, and then never did anything after that. Bud Black, by the way, is 68 years old. That's, you don't fire Melvin, who's younger, and then go and, you know, and they say, oh, a former Giant. He was a Giant. He had a cup of coffee at Candlestick. And then there's names that you might not know, like Mark Hullberg. If you're, there are Giants fans who do not know who Mark Hullberg is. First base coach of the Giants. And those guys, Posey and him, have been friends since college. And Hullberg has been on both Gabe Kapler and Bob Melvin's staff, but has not managed. And whatever you think about indie ball, rookie ball, the fall complex league, AZL, managing is still managing. And it's not just managing 25 personalities, but, of course, the most important thing is how you handle your staff. And that means pitching staff. And you have to learn these things. There are some names, if you just think about guys, if you want to pull them out of the booth, like Pat Riley or Larry Durker or somebody like that. Javi Lopez is a very classy guy who used to pitch to Posey. There's Nick Hundley, who backed up Posey for a couple of years in San Francisco. Randy Wynn, friend of the show, a guy who tried to get me beat up. Just kidding. I went to that event a couple of years ago where Shaq was there, and Randy Wynn was there with all his Santa Clara Broncos. And then he grabbed me, goes, it's a St. Mary's Gale. And he threw me in the middle of all these guys who all frowned at me. Seen the name Kurt Casale mentioned. People say, oh, he could be like Stephen Vogt. You know who Stephen Vogt? Stephen Vogt. That's who it is. And by the way, the Giants would have been out of their minds to hire him over Bob Melvin. So you can hate Farhan all you want. That was the smart move at the time. Craig Albernez, he's Stephen Vogt's best friend, another former catcher. He also was under Kapler, and he's a right-hand man to Vogt in Cleveland right now, who just completed the greatest comeback in, since right around the Civil War. Members of that staff are going to be in demand after what Cleveland did last year and this year. Will Venable, Santa Fe High, because his dad Max was a Giant, went to Princeton, and it's like, you know, can they lure him away from the Chicago White Sox? Do you want him? Probably not. JP Martinez is the pitching coach, and they said he's so smart. I think most Giants are probably blah on JP Martinez. You know, they talked about Brian Price, you know, that he was going to take over. Not so much. So there's also Posey himself. When he say, I don't know about this GM stuff. I think I'll just take over instead. I mean, it's happened. It happened right here in Oakland, I should say, when Don Nelson said, I'm not a coach anymore, I'm a GM, and he came over to be the Warriors GM, and he said, the perfect person for the job is me. There's Donnie Ecker. The Rangers let him go. He's well-regarded as a hitting coach. People are talking about Ryan Vogelsong. J.T. Snow. J.T. Snow has been through a lot. He had his colon removed and then a hernia. J.T. Snow had his colon removed. And he's passed a colostomy bag now. He has a little kind of like pouch that's inserted. And J.T. Snow is one of the great guys. He really is. And he says he's completely healthy now and he's ready to go full time. He helped out with the Oakland Ballers last year. And this season he helped with Bryce Eldridge. So every name I mentioned is kind of, right? It's kind of, I mean, even if you take Schumacher, who was NL Manager of the Year less than 2 years ago, it'd still be like, because he has no ties out here or connections whatsoever. So it's not a lot of sparkling candidates, but this hire will probably define Posey as a front office executive. All right, everybody, let's take a break. We'll come on back on Sports Violin.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Look at me. Look at me. Don't look at anybody else. Don't look at the fat-ass losers or freaks. You look at me!
Rick Tittle will fight anyone listening to this.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. There's a very unique and funny new book by our next guest, Steve Carey, entitled Carey's New Dictionary of LinkedIn. He joins us right now. And Steve, welcome to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. I know you're from Surrey. Are you in some of my favorite named cities like Dorking or Leatherhead or Staines?
Dorking. I'm close to Dorking and I'm close to Godalming, so not too far. Just outside London.
All right. Very good. Let's talk about, first of all, for those people, and there are some that don't know what LinkedIn is. What is LinkedIn?
So LinkedIn is the world's biggest business social media platform. So basically, I think it's got over 1 billion users now. I think I read somewhere. So it's literally the place to go and connect with employers, companies, pick up industry news, all that kind of stuff.
And so your approach now, it's basically having like your CV or resume online, and you can make a lot of networking, a lot of people can find you there, and so thereby your book, you also can find a lot of things that are very amusing, can't you?
Yeah, it used to be like an online resume service almost. You'd upload all of your kind of work history and then meet like-minded people, meet potential employers. But to be honest, it's changed. I would say it's changed a lot in the last kind of 5 years. A lot of people have been saying that. It's probably closer to Instagram now, I would say. Mm. I mean, there's definitely a business sensibility to it, but people are much less worried about, you know, posting selfies and kind of life experiences that maybe sit a little bit outside of kind of business. And so I guess my book is just looking at some of the kind of weirder applications that people have found for LinkedIn outside of purely business, maybe some stuff they've done which has just been a little more edgy and they've decided to upload it and show people. I just felt it was high time that somebody sort of wrote some of this stuff down, put it into a dictionary, and that's what I've tried to do.
I remember hearing, because out here in the, you know, in San Francisco, Silicon Valley, we hear these stories about these guys. There was a guy working at PayPal, and he wanted to make a Match.com for businessmen. And then maybe 20 years later, he sells it to Microsoft for $26 billion. Why is LinkedIn, I mean, obviously you think about the connection, but why is that such a good revenue acquisition for Microsoft? Because they're not going to spend $26 billion on something that's going to lose them money, right?
I think it's because it now appeals so much to younger generations, and with that comes less kind of dry businessy ways of kind of monetizing that audience. I think now you've got this younger crowd, this kind of, you know, ready to go entrepreneur, kind of lead by lifestyle group of people, and I think there's just more and more money coming with those people. You know, you've got a lot of high profile names. I think I saw Matthew McConaughey interviewed on a kind of LinkedIn show last week. So there's a real kind of A-list sensibility. Certainly some of the bigger influencers on LinkedIn now are only getting bigger and only getting more prominent.
So as you have your new dictionary of LinkedIn, what are some of the more, bizarre or, humorous, like two truth is stranger than fiction things that you saw?
I mean, it's so hard to choose. When I was writing it, there were so many to choose from that I had about 1,000 definitions before I'd done. And actually, it was a case of trying to cut them down. But I definitely, you know, there are things that make me laugh on LinkedIn. I mean, you know, people posting productivity guides, right? So someone will post a 16-page productivity guide that takes you 2 hours to read, right? I mean, it's literally the opposite of any productivity. You're sitting there and you're reading and you're not doing work. You know, and the, a lot of this stuff is kind of really, you know, really kind of unironic. A lot of the kind of leadership fables that you see a lot of on LinkedIn, you know, and you read these things and you think, come on, buddy, like I'm sure that whole story about saving a dog or meeting your future wife, like it's just, there's a lot of embellishment that goes on there. And I think when people read it, I hope when people read it, they'll sort of identify the different tropes and the different sort of, you know, funny situations that people have found themselves in, and they'll recognize that in the book.
Well, also human nature, especially for males, every invention in the history of man, men have tried to use it to get girls. So even though this is business, you're still going to have a picture of yourself, or maybe many pictures. A lot of times you publicly are listing all your former employers, maybe where you work now. Is it kind of scary sometimes for women to put out all that information and then somebody's like, hey, I'd like to interview you, when they really want a cocktail?
I think there used to be more of a trend, but there's a bit of a pack mentality, I think, now. I think if anybody these days tries to take that approach and it's unsolicited and it's inappropriate, you do tend to find that the general LinkedIn crowd sort of round on them a little bit. It's I'm not going to say it's self-policing, because obviously there's extreme behavior everywhere. But you do tend to find that if anybody posts something inappropriate, it gets resurfaced and shared 100,000 times by lunch. I'm not saying it's perfect in that respect, but the flip side being that it does tend to, you know, if you put that kind of comment on, you can expect it to be shared around.
Have you seen some, and look, if you're putting a, you know, curriculum vitae out there, you want to pump yourself up. That's the whole point of it. But have you seen some just pompous examples of just pure hubris when it comes to some of the people listing their accomplishments?
I saw an account for a guy who listed himself as an investor in Microsoft. I think it may have been one of the other big sort of tech companies. He basically listed five big tech companies. And someone called him up and realized that he owned five shares in each company. So he literally put himself out there as this kind of Warren Buffett type. But somebody with just a little bit too much time on their hands found out that he'd invested the best part of $17 in those companies. That type of thing is a head scratcher. I think, you know, you're walking into a bit of a minefield if you try and puff yourself up too much.
It is kind of scary. Like, who's the bigger loser, the guy that lists that, or the guy who, as you said, takes the time to watchdog him?
Well, that's the question. And to be honest with you, these days I find LinkedIn, people have it's gone from being a sort of drop-in social platform where you connect to being more full-time, let's say, like sort of TikTok. People spend hours on there, obviously networking for business reasons, but other times just building profile. And so it's become a huge time drain for a lot of people. The flip side being the people who do well and have hundreds of thousands of followers, you know, they make a pretty robust income on it, I think, these days.
The other thing is, too, like over the years, people have asked me why I don't have LinkedIn. And I've been working in broadcasting, you know, over 30 years, and knock on wood, I'm not looking for a job right now. And they're like, it's not to look for a job. You just have to have it out there to network at all times, which I think is weird. So maybe what is one of your, before I let you go, your favorite or in your top 10 LinkedIn profiles?
Oh, my top 10 favorite profiles. I tell you my top one. You can. I was doing some research for the book, and I was looking up unlikely people that you could connect with on LinkedIn. I just thought, wouldn't it be fun if you could just list 10 people that you would never expect to be on LinkedIn? Hillary Clinton, obviously, is on LinkedIn. Barack Obama is on LinkedIn. But you can connect with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger has a fantastic newsletter. It's really funny, and it's easy to be, I don't know, think, you'd be cynical about it, but it's uplifting, it's positive, it's interesting, and his profile is great. So that would be the one that I'd recommend everyone have a look at.
All right, very good. And final question, being from Surrey, which football team do you support?
I grew up near Brighton on the south coast of England, so Brighton and Hove Albion, those are my guys.
I was at the Amex in 2019. I'm a Tottenham man. I saw Spurs go down there and lose. And I got to say, you know, you sell Basuma and Caicedo and Ferguson, and you make all this money, and you still do well in the Prem. Whatever model, whoever's in charge of the scouting and the signing, I mean, Brighton does, the Seagulls do an amazing job down there.
They do an amazing job, and I think everyone should look at them about how to be, how to spend tactically and still succeed, because they're still in the top flight.
Very good, yeah, and I love that little ground too, the Amex. All right, everyone, check out Carey's new dictionary of LinkedIn from our guest, Steve Carey. Steve, thanks for coming on. Cheers.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We will come on back, talk a little college football with Bill Royce.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Our office computers were from like 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Int 11.1, select models only.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Why don't you quit so we can get us a real coach?
Rick Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's always great on Mondays to catch up with one of the Super 16 voters. That is a college football poll. It is in collaboration with the National Football Foundation. That's the Hall of Fame, and you can go to football. You can go to footballfoundation.org to see how you can get a vote and merch. And also the Football Writers Association of America. And it's great to be joined once again by Bill Royce, who is in the College Football Hall of Fame. And he was a legend at Ashland College. Bill, welcome back. I always remind you that I also played D2. I was a free safety. I had zero sacks. How many sacks did you have?
Rick, well, hey, first of all, it's always great to be on the program. I don't know if legend's a strong word, but to answer your question, I think I finished my career with about 71 and a half, played with some good teammates. But remember, too, Rick, you know, when they snapped the ball, I played the edge position. I ran toward the ball. You as a DB, you backpedaled away. It's just always the way it's been. Especially a strong safety or a free safety. So,
well, I was free, so you're right. I was deep third or deep half usually.
Yes, sir.
What it's funny because a lot of times defensive ends, you just take the leash off and you say sick 'em, but another times you have contain as well. So a sweep yes. goes around you for a 35-yard gain, and then that's your fault. So were you ever told, get the quarterback, oh, by the way, you have contain as well?
Well, and that's what we call, and I quote, setting the edge. You may not see it as well in the pro level, college level. I was what was called a stand-up end, so I had a chance to look into the backfield. But you are exactly right. We set the edge. You know, you either ran him into your 12th man into the sideline, or you ran him back into the flow of the defense, or you just threw your guy away and just drilled the tailback or the quarterback, which was kind of fun. But I played in that different era where you played. I actually had a tight end I'd cover, or a lot of times, they'd go to triple sets outside. They'd still put a fullback on you. You'd still have a guard coming out. You'd still have a tackle. So a little bit different schemes versus now. It seems like they're really trying to spread the field out. We still played that smash-mouth football. And the other thing in my career, everybody talks about the sacks, right? But we ran the ball probably 70% of the time through my five-year career there at Ashland. So I couldn't imagine playing in this era now where they're throwing the ball opposite 60-70% of the time.
Yeah, and I'm 6 years older than you. I can't believe playing now where there's no such thing as knee pads. The pants go 6 inches above your knee, and
it's
some
crazy.
People they don't even wear thigh pads.
No, it's a different era, Rick. Plus, we're becoming seasoned or veteran guys, but. Yeah, it's a different from the equipment, all the different things. So, yes, a little bit different game. But still, hey, we love college football, so it's great.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know about you, but we knew we weren't going to go pro or play in a bowl game or play on TV. We played because we loved it, right?
We loved it. We respected the guys we lined up with. We wanted to get our degree. And, for us being D2, I mean, there's guys, obviously, I played in the snowball, which was the NFL's, version of, hey, here's the top guys in Division II. We can't scout all of them. Let's put them in a, do a mini combine. So, I was thankful for that opportunity. But, Yeah, most of us play for the love of the game. That's why we did it.
All right, very good. Let's talk about the polls. Only 16 teams, which is great. That's why, I mean,
yep.
I remember 2 weeks in, the top 25, Notre Dame was in at 0-2. There's none of that here with
nope.
this. But it's interesting because, you know, there's always a few outliers, but there are some teams that are really polarizing. Some have them in the top 10. Some voters
yep.
don't have them in the poll whatsoever. So for you at 16, you got Georgia Tech. Who was maybe one or two other teams that were right there that you thought about? Maybe Texas Tech, maybe it's, I don't know, who almost made it?
The one for me I was close on was Vandy, and you bring up a good point. I mean, I love our poll that we're the top 16, and let's take a step back. You know, Georgia, LSU, Florida State, Penn State lost. So that's also, Rick, pushing more teams down, how I rank mine. It's pushing more teams down. Some of them kick out. And I have my research, what I call on the deck. Obviously, our poll, it'll show you when they release it each week. We've got who's getting the most votes that didn't make the 16. So in theory, those could have filled up, you know, the next four slots if you're doing a top 20 or the next nine for a 25. But I kind of keep something on deck. And then I also cross-reference. I go to the coaches' poll. That's the one I like to look at as well. What are the, you know, the peers are voting on? And you just try to, you know, I can't watch all the games, but I try to read up on it and try to make our best spin. And then I like to see where my votes kind of land in and when they tabulate all the rest of them. It's really been a privilege to vote, and it's kind of fun to do. But to your point, you always got that one or two team that's on the bubble. So for me, I was looking real close at Vandy. I love their quarterback, the kid that petitioned to play another year, you know, and I have seen them play a little last year, so they were kind of on my bubble.
Yeah, and outside of Jay Cutler, when has Vandy been good? They care more about academics.
<That's true. laughs> They have a great town. Nashville's a great town. I go there a lot, fly there a lot. I love Nashville. It's a great town, great people.
Well, you know, there, like I said, you're right. So there are teams that are kind of in and out, depending. I wanted to ask you about Bama. I mean, I've seen Bama as high as 5. Bama barely made your list. So you're like,
correct.
Yeah, not nice win, but eh.
That was kind of, Rick, what I was thinking. I'm like, given just overall where they were going and how strong the SEC was. I know a lot of people pushed them back up there, but I felt they needed to be ranked. But for me, I just kind of had them in one of the late slots. And I got Tennessee ahead of them, too.
So out here in Berkeley, they had to play a third-string quarterback named Fernando Mendoza, and they beat Stanford, and he's like, oh, this is so great. And then he goes, oh, I can't play in the bowl game because I'm going to Indiana. Luckily, they're going to close that terrible window
yeah.
now. So that doesn't happen. But now I see Fernando Mendoza in some mock drafts going number one overall and a Heisman candidate. What's going on with the Hoosiers? You have them at 8.
I do. I mean, they're a Big Ten school. And then the other thing, they're going to be idle this week. You've got Tennessee, LSU, Indiana, Ole Miss, and Oregon going to be idle this week. But to expand on that, I mean, I think, you know, let's back up. Indiana's coach, and his name, you know, I can't come up with it, but he's a gentleman that he'll drop 50 on, and he won't care. And I think you get him in that program. And it's just a sign of the times. You know, you mentioned now that they're only going to have the chance to transfer the first of the year. I think we can all take a step back, especially these coaches that have to re-recruit their roster 2 times a year are probably going, okay, I can breathe a sigh of relief. We can actually put everybody in our spring game coming out next year. But I just think that quarterback there that's in the end of you're mentioning, I think he's just a byproduct of the current, let's call it the environment, Rick, where these guys are scrambling. But hopefully that'll slow things down and get it to where, like, when we played, when I went to Ashland, Little Ashland, I was like, they didn't know where they were going to put me. I was, quote-unquote, an athlete coming from a smaller school. But, you know, so, hey, we're going to stick to your tight ends. There were seven. I was the seventh tight end my freshman year, my true freshman year. Plus, as you know, we were blocking, you know, dummies, tackling dummies, whatever you want to call it.
Cannon
because
fodder.
We're going to get redshirted. Yeah, I didn't go, hey, I'm seventh on the list. I'm going to go transfer over to Grand Valley or Ferris State. I'm like, no, I made a commitment to Ashland. I'm going to see it through, but it was a different time, different era. I'm sure the same way when you were playing, too. You had no visions of, well, I can't get playing time. I'm going to go get. That's kind of some of the negative I think we see in the sport. I hope this will try to curve that in by, you know, saying, look, you got one commitment, you're in it, you got to stay there for a year.
No, I'm with you. I had a chance to play for Cal, but I probably would have been special teams. And being a 6'2" safety, if I went to St. Mary's, I'd be actually one of the bigger guys. And mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it when I got to put that helmet on. I mean, that was my end. That was my goal. By the way, Kurt Cignetti is the guy at
Kurt, Indiana. Yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah. By the way, just as an aside, as a former player, a couple weeks ago when Syracuse won, Fran Brown, the head coach, made him run sprints in front of the crowd because he didn't like the way that they won. Your thoughts?
I think that's refreshing. It's old school, right? We kind of understood that. I even in high school, we had a scrimmage. I'll never forget. We didn't play well, so they made us do sprints underneath the lights, and we were tired, and, you know, you go both ways. But I respect that. I think the coach is saying, hey, guys, he's setting that expectation for the program. Yeah, we got a win, but there's a way to win. And obviously, I didn't see the game, Rick, but apparently he didn't do something. So that's awesome. That's refreshing to see that.
My DB coach was a psycho, and bless his heart, but one day he didn't like our group, and so practice was over, and, you know, it's standard time, it's getting dark, practice field doesn't have any lights. He said, mm-hmm. no, all the DBs stay. He drove his Jeep onto the field, he turned his Jeep lights on, and we practiced for about another hour.
Well, what I think all of us want to know, Rick, on the show, what weren't you doing right in that practice, Rick? Were you getting beat? Were you not coming up and getting the line of scrimmage? Were you not getting contained? Rick, what were you doing? Come on, you can be fair now.
I think what it was is when we were stretching, we were talking about girls, and which doesn't hurt anything. And then he said, I remember that he said, you guys, your heads weren't into football. You were talking about chicks. And like, we were stretching. And it's like, nope. None of that. I'm like, oh, my
nope,
gosh.
You're on the practice field. That's fair. But given that, I think we've all been guilty of that during that time of our lives. So, but I could see, you know, remaining focused here, you know. But
all right. Let me ask you one more question before we let you go. Most everybody has Ohio State won. Some people really like sure. Oregon. Miami, that's basically the top three. The top three kind of falling into place now.
Yes.
Just for fun, Ohio State plays Oregon this Saturday. Who wins that, do you think, Bill?
Boy, that's going to be and they are in the horseshoe, I believe. I'm going to have to give that to Ohio State.
No, I'm saying if they played, you know.
Oh, let me back up. If they played,
yeah.
Right now, as we're going in here with the injuries, depending, I would give whoever had the home field the advantage, so. You know, if they had to play, that's the way I'm looking. Because some people are saying at Ohio State, they're going to be found out, blah, blah, blah. Look, they're number one. They're playing a defending national champion. You got to, you know, and I'm like I said before, I kind of lean a little Big Ten, you know, try to give them an extra hard look. I dropped Michigan out of this path. I had them early on, but I'm like, hey, they're still young. So I got them out and try to get the most deserving 16 in there.
By the way, after you showed your prowess at D2, nowadays you would get a big offer. Being an Ohio guy, would you, if somebody said, here's $1 million, would it be Columbus for you? Would you want to be a Buckeye?
Boy, that's tough. Someone else asked me that too, Rick. I mean, now it's easy to say, hey, your post-career and by the grace of the Lord, I ended up in the Hall of Fame. I still try to wrap my heads around with all the greats that have played the game. But I was always with my father, my parents, you know, hey, Ashland offered me. Because remember, when I went to Ashland, I signed in April. So all the MAC schools turned me down. So to me, I just, even with certain employers, I've only worked for two OEMs in my whole career. I'm kind of that loyalty thing. So it would be hard to say, but the scary part is I'm looking back at Bill Royce in his 20s, and thank goodness they didn't have smartphones. That goes for you, Rick, in our era. We would be on all the wrong probably posts, some of the dumb things, I'm sure. Well, what's the statute of claim? My buddy's an attorney. I don't know. Maybe he'll have to represent me. But to answer your question, that's a hard one. I wouldn't know, but I would just say, obviously, I'd probably be leaning toward the school. You know, but again, it's a different time, different era. You know what I mean? When you're 20-something, you don't have a clue about money, the other things. You're just there to play football, get your degree, try to stay out of trouble.
I remember I was talking to Bob Stoops, and I said, how do you keep everybody off social media? He goes, I tell them, write whatever you want, but don't push send. I guess that's good. Get it out of your system, but don't push send. All right.
That's a very good thing.
There you go. Bill Royce. College Hall of Famer, Super 16 pollster. Always good talking ball with you, Bill, and let's do it again.
Hey, all the time, Rick, and always again, thanks to all our veterans out there that are serving, that have served. God bless you, and most importantly, your families. Our country wouldn't be where we're at without, you know, our Savior and those that served. So we thank all you guys out there.
All right, well said. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We will come on back on Sports Byline.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now back to Fat Boy.
Oh, that hurts my feelings. All right, we still have another hour to go. And we might have to get into them NFL games tomorrow, too. And the golf tournament. Oh, no. Are you watching Donald Trump? Are you watching Donald Trump? Apparently, he went on social media and he goes, yeah, I'm watching. Congratulations. Ah, man, it's funny the froth people get into. It's golf. I can't do it. And I wanted America to win, and of course I did, but I'm not gonna cry about it. Oh no, your millionaires are better than ours. That's great. We have another hour to go. Come on back on Sports Byline USA.